Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, peace be with you. I'm Eddie, your host. You are watching The Dean Show. When we come back, the importance of seeking money. There's nothing wrong with money. We like money, but we got to get our priorities straight. PhDs, doctor's degrees, master's degrees, we should be educated people. But is it at the expense of forsaking the most important treasures, the gems of wisdom? The knowledge of why we've been created. Why have we been put on this earth? Where are we going when we die? These are the most important questions. The knowledge that will bring us closer to the one who created us. The importance of seeking true, authentic knowledge of the creator of the heavens and the earth. And the last and final messenger sent to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, his sunnah. And this is what we will be discussing when we come back here on The Dean Show. Don't go nowhere.
This is The Dean Show.
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 This is The Dean
Show. This is The Dean
Show. This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show.
Assalamu alaikum, peace be with you, Sheikh Muhammad Said Ali. How are you? How are you, sir?
Right.
How's it going?
All right, alhamdulillah.
I'm excited that you're back in the studio. How you been?
Thank you, alhamdulillah. Getting old and try to manage.
What are you about, in your late 30s, early 40s now?
About 60 plus.
60 plus.
Yeah.
So you've been accumulating a lot of good deeds, eh?
Inshallah, we praise that Allah accept our good deeds.
Ameen. So, Sheikh, tell us now. We have a short amount of time, and the attention span is even shorter for a lot of people. So we try to bring the excitement to the table in a halal way, but we want to get serious too. Mm-hmm. People are seeking knowledge, and as I said earlier, there's nothing wrong with seeking knowledge that will make you the best scientist, the best doctor.
Of course.
But should we forsake seeking the knowledge of the creator of the heavens and the earth and our purpose in life and all the wonderful things that he wants us to do? Talk to us about the importance of seeking that kind of knowledge.
Inshallah. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. As intelligent human beings and Muslims, we have to set our priority. This is something is very important. And priority is to get to know why you are here. And what is the most important, the source of this knowledge, from where you're going to get this knowledge. If we miss this point, so this is a serious problem. So there is nothing wrong for you to be professional, to be engineering, to be PhD, all these things is good because you need to benefit yourself, benefit your society, benefit mankind in general. But in the same time, it is very important as an intelligent human being, as Muslims, that we set a priority in our life. There is nothing wrong for you to be a professional, to be PhD degree, whatever degree, but not to ignore or in the expenses of neglecting the knowledge which connected you to your creator and to know about your purpose in this life. And we see the example that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he's a prophet. He's the one who receives the revelation. But still in the meantime, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaching him and calling on him to say, وَقُلْ رَبِّي زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Say, O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. So what can be more than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he's still making supplication, dua, asking Allah to increase him in knowledge. And this shows you how important knowledge in Islam. In actuality, this is the foundation. You could not erect a building without a foundation.
Foundation.
This is the foundation. You have to have the knowledge first. So Islam make it, the first obligation is to learn and to study, to know about Allah Almighty.
Is this any kind of coincidence that the first verses that were revealed were Iqra?
Of course, because if you are not going to read, if you're not going to study, if you're not going to learn, you could not guess. In Islam, doesn't build on guessing and assumption. It have to be reading, listening, educating yourself. اقرأ, read. But you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi is saying, chapter of seeking knowledge before saying or action. So before you do anything, you have to have the knowledge about it. Otherwise, you are not going to do it right.
Yes.
And if you are not doing it right, it's not going to be accepted from you. So Islam view knowledge to be the foundation. Action comes later.
Now, many people, they'll sit through classes in the college, and you know, it's not easy all the time. You got to listen to the professor. Maybe he has, you know, a boring, monotone way of presenting the class.
Like myself?
You have a very exciting way of doing it. But let's say someone's in class and they want to get that bachelor's, associate's degree, and they'll sit there, you know, discipline themselves, steadfast, because they see the end outcome.
Exactly.
But now, is there something different with seeking the Islamic knowledge, the knowledge of, you know, your purpose of life and the studying the verbatim word of God? Is it supposed to be exciting, and or you got to discipline yourself to this also?
Exactly, I understand. But you see, the problem that we don't, if you don't believe in the unseen, you will have a big trouble. Because, you know, after you get this bachelor's degree, master's degree, PhD degree, whatever degree, now you're going to have an office, you're going to have a house, you're going to be making that
You can
amount.
See that. You can see
you
that.
Touch it.
Yeah.
But basically, Islam talks about الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who believe in the unseen. There is no Jannah going to be given to you after the class, but you're going to work towards Jannah, and it comes after death in the hereafter.
Paradise.
So, exactly. So, if you don't have this kind of motivation, you're going to get tired. It is a type of jihad.
Yeah.
It is a type of jihad, struggling. You have to struggle. And we see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the Sahaba, they did not get it easy.
Yeah. Is it, can you, because we, you had a beautiful example. You see that how that office, maybe on the 10th floor, you know, you can see the house that you're going to come to. Can we fantasize, because people fantasize what they see on TV, can we fantasize about Jannah? Because we have all the proof that it's the truth.
It's true. You understand? It's nothing wrong. And Islam build on targhib and tarheeb, okay? To give you this kind of encouragement and to give you even if on a lot of description concerning Jannah, Paradise, Heaven, in Quran and Hadith. And enough for you as a seeker of knowledge, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, what the meaning is, وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَ لَتَضَعُ أَجْنِحَتِهَا لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ رِضًا بِمَا يَصْنَعُ. Indeed, the angels lower their wings to the seeker of knowledge because they pleased with what he's doing. Yeah, I'm not talking about a red carpet or bodyguards and security and a special airplane and reception. No, the angels will lower their wings for you as a student of knowledge. So this is something you could not...
That's a great honor, isn't it?
Of course.
Wow.
Of course.
Wow, this is amazing. Let's take a break and we'll be right back with more here on The Dean Show.
Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world, and most of the converts are women, not men. They see that the rules of Islam, instead of constraining them, the rules set them free.
This is the Dean Show.
Okay, you've got your dream home and you've got your dream car, but you're going to get old and things are going to happen to you in your life. And then what have you got? At the end of the day, it's an empty dream that has no real foundation. We are going to die and we're going to meet our Lord and He is going to judge us.
It becomes an obligation for each single human being to find out what the Quran is. Islam is telling us to stay away from things which are bad for your person and bad for the society.
Killing of innocent human beings. Human life is precious.
Back here on The Dean Show, we're talking about the importance of seeking knowledge. And like you said, there's no problem here with seeking other knowledge.
No.
Of the material world. So you can be the best car mechanic or engineer. That's not a problem.
Yes, you have to do it. Everybody have to do. But the doctor have to learn about Islam. The mechanic have to learn about Islam. The teacher have to learn about Islam. Because this is our priority, and this is set, your mannerism, your behavior, your discipline is a guard, is protection for you. How are you going to manage other things? If it's money, if it's family, if it's professional. So you need the guidance of Almighty Allah. And this through, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. Read. What kind of reading? In the name of your Lord, the one who had created. things which connected you to the Creator. Because He created you and He created everything else. So He given you the guidance how you conduct your time, your money, your family, you need it. And as a result of this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, what the meaning is, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Whosoever Allah Almighty attends goodness for him, He will give him the understanding in the religion. Not the understanding in the earth, in the chemistry, in the mountains. Where is the religion? Because this will give you the friendly relationship and the proper direction how to utilize everything and how to deal with everything. So you need this knowledge first.
Is it true that when the Muslims, they were implementing and learning the knowledge of their Creator from the verbatim word of God, the Quran and the Sunnah, they were the leaders in science
of
and
course.
Math and
of
all
course.
These other worldly
yes.
sciences. Is this
yes.
true?
This is true. You read the history. You finally understand the dark ages of America. You understand the Muslims had advanced in Spain in different places, in chemistry, in science, in medicine, in everything. But when the Muslims start back up from learning and get busy with the worldly thing and with all this material and give it a priority over the knowledge of Islam, now they lost both of them. They don't have this, they don't have that.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Is it true that the last and final messenger sent to mankind, peace be upon him, said that the one who seeks knowledge, Allah will make the path to Jannah, to paradise,
yes.
easy for him?
من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله به طريقا إلى الجنة. Whenever you take a path to knowledge, Allah will make this a cause for you to get closer more to Jannah. Because how are you going to know the way to Jannah? It's not experiments, it's not a dream, it's not a guessing, it's revelation. And this is the nourishment of the soul. All these other things is only for the dollar, okay? Like some people say, dollar akbar,
yes.
okay? But we need to understand the soul because the soul has the control over everything, your mind, your body, every. So you need, like I said, the foundation first. And after this, you can erect your building.
Tell us, give us some examples of one who just chases the dollar as opposed to one who's chasing and seeking the knowledge that will bring him closer towards the Creator.
It's very, very simple example. Whenever you understand, you have some cash, you be walking and make sure that nobody understands going to get you, snatch it from you. So you try to protect the money. But when you have the knowledge, you walk in, feel secure because you're walking in guidance. And you're not worried about that somebody going to attack you.
You don't need a Brinks money truck. That
you don't need any of this.
You don't need it.
So actually, knowledge protection for you. But you have to provide protection for the money.
Yeah.
You see? When you have knowledge, people seeking you because of the knowledge. But when you have the money, people are not, they don't care about you. They want your dollar. You see? So it's a big difference for a person to have a knowledge and person have a money. Look to the knowledge, you understand? When you die, this is not the end of it. It will help you in your grave. It helps you in the day of judgment. So knowledge will go with you even to your grave. You see?
Does the money go?
Of course not. The moment that you die, you understand everything, the Cadillac or the limousine or whatever it is, everything stays there. And you go, you understand, with nothing. So people have to understand where to invest their time. This is something very important. And where is the priority in their life? And this life is temporary. And money also is temporary. Is when you have it, you're happy. But you don't have it, you are not happy. Okay? Because it's not in your hand. But knowledge, it will make you happy at any time, rich or poor. Why? Because knowledge protects you, gives you the satisfaction. It feels you that you are not only about material thing, you're about something else spiritually.
Does it help you also in the worldly matters? Like, we know it's a nourishment for the soul.
Mm-hmm.
But knowledge of the verbatim word of God, the Quran, and all the other sciences of Islam, can this also help you in the worldly matters?
Of course. Because when you seek knowledge, this is a form of ibadah, a form of worshiping Almighty God. So that means you are trying to please God. And this is the main thing, please your master. Now your master, he owns everything. So if you're trying to come to please him, now he can make his things more easier in you. So if a person wise enough, he will approach and take this shortcut, okay, which will lead you straight for ease, the dunya and the hereafter for you. And this through seeking knowledge and learning the deen, the book of Allah and the authentic sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Give us some tips now. Okay, for the average Muslim, the average person, let's say he's got so much studying to, he got books and books to read so he can, you know, become that doctor. He can get the PhD. He's got so many books, so many classes. How could that person, now if we can give a formula for that person on how they should study, how they should, and how much they should implement, I'm sure it's going to be easier for the person who doesn't have that many books and he doesn't have that much responsibility.
We are not asking every Muslim to be a scholar, but we asking every Muslim to be at least learned enough to perform his obligation towards Almighty Allah. You need to master about your ablution, about your purification, about your prayer, about your fasting. So there is certain things that you may do not need it immediately. As example, let's say that I'm a poor person. I don't need to learn about zakah now because I don't have the money to give the zakah. All right? I'm not about to get married now. Okay? So it's no need for me immediately now that I learn about rules and regulation of marriage, duties and rights. But every Muslim from even 5-7 years old, you need to start to practice your prayer, which reaches the age of puberty. Now you are obligated to make prayer. So everybody have to learn how to master the prayer. So we say to the average Muslim, at least the five basics of the deen, you have to try to master them, and especially the things that necessary immediately. I don't have money to go to make Hajj. So okay, we can give you a break. You don't have to learn about Hajj now. What about you go learn about Salah? What about go learn about fasting? Because you need this immediately. So you still can be seeking both information for the worldly thing and for the hereafter. You can give time and priority knowing about your Creator and what He requesting you to do. And in the meantime, you still can study to be a professional, to be a doctor, to be an engineer, whatever you want.
Some practical things that I see that work for many people also that I've talked to now in the car, when they're in the car. Does this help, say, grab a lecture, throw out that music that's of no benefit,
exactly,
and throw a lecture.
Exactly.
Put something in there that, exactly, can stimulate your mind.
But the CD, put something like this, so you can hear it, because this is one, Allah khalaq, Allah ja'ala lakum as-sam'a wal-absar.
Yeah.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this faculty or this facility for you, hearing and seeing, okay, that la'allakum tashkurun, that you be grateful. So while driving, some people drive every day at least 45 minutes to go to their job.
You got right there. So knowledge that you can benefit from.
You can put a lecture and listen to it. Listen to it while you're going. Listen to it one time when you're coming. It's already there
you're
in your mind.
You're already, you know,
now you can,
benefiting.
Exactly.
How about at home now? It's turn off all the reality shows and, you know, the garbage that's on TV.
Talk shows. This is a big damage for the Muslim. Wasting time.
So
killing their time.
You can watch good Islamic
something
lectures,
like this, as example,
watch
what
the Deen show.
The Deen show.
Put the, yes, TV, Peace TV, anything that now, put thrown on
or
a lecture.
Or go to adlyonline.com.
There you go. Let's take a break, and we're going to be right back with more here on the Deen show.
There'll always be someone that'll be there to say something negative. But at the same time, there'll be someone there to say something positive also. So just hold on to the rope of Allah.
Everything in this universe rely and need Allah.
The Quran says, don't kill women, don't kill children, don't kill the old people, don't attack the civilians. This is what the Prophet Muhammad told us.
Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said that the Prophet never ever start a war against anybody.
And if we're going to worship something, I figured I might as well worship the Creator instead of any of the creations.
Now, upon investigating all the religions, I remember finding out the meaning of what Islam is, what a Muslim is. Those who surrender themselves to God is a Muslim. Those who surrender, submit to God, God's will. That is it. Islam was pure. It was just, you just pray to God, your Creator.
If Allah's by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah's by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah's by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone.
back here on the Dean Show. And we're talking about the importance of seeking knowledge. Okay, we gave the example of the person. Now he's overloaded with, you know, trying to get that PhD. He's got a lot of books to read. We gave some examples of, you know, on his time out, free time, he can make that valuable time, putting in the CD in the car, watching. If he takes a break, the TV, instead of TV, put a lecture on. And what about the person now who has free time and he finds himself spending, let's say, or she finds herself spending a lot of time gossiping or maybe playing the Xbox? You know, a person will spend hours a week. Should this be cut out and fill that time in with the seeking of knowledge? You know, the so-called free time that we have, should we turn that into valuable time, knowledge time?
This is a problem when we do not understand why we here in this life. This life is a field for you to plant, okay, for the hereafter. So you actually, in every minute, is count for you or against you. This is what you have to be worried about, because you are nothing except the time. If God Almighty had decreed for you to live 60 years, okay, so every second go away, you are lesser of your age, 1 second. Every day goes, now you're shorter and you're closer to your grave one day. So we have to start to wake up about the reality of this life. And we have to try to plant more seeds so we can gain more fruit in the hereafter. Otherwise, we're wasting. So time is your capital. And you have to see how you're going to invest in this capital. This is something very important.
Is the person, the worshiper, just the person that prays, is he equivalent to the person that prays and seeks knowledge and then takes that knowledge and not only benefits himself and his family, but benefits the community also?
Of course not. You understand that a person who only doing something to benefit his own self, okay? But the other person, he extended to others, you see? So now you're sharing with others. As a result of this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best among you, those who learn the Quran and teach it to others. So you have to benefit yourself and benefit others. And this is the best approach if you want to be among the best. Everybody wants to be this and that, and okay, because they know this is the best. What is best? Learn the Quran, teach it to others. Benefit yourself and try to benefit others.
What's benefited myself and others, what I've seen is not only are you, by seeking this knowledge, you're increasing, this helps you to increase in your iman, your faith.
Course.
And,
of course.
And is there any, knowing that there's no wasted time, you reading a book that is talking about your Creator and all the wonderful things He wants you to do, your responsibilities and the other sciences, there's no wasted time. For every minute you spend seeking this knowledge, are you getting rewarded for it?
Of course. You spend it in form. This is a form of ibadah. It's not only when you pray, you're worshiping Allah. Seeking Allah and learning the proper way to approach Almighty Allah, this is a form of ibadah itself. You are not wasting it.
That's a form of worship.
Of course. Of course. Yes.
Amazing. 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 Yeah. We're out of time. Thank you again for being with us. People can see more of your shows at thedeanshow.com. You have your own section there. And we look forward to, inshallah, being back with you,
inshallah,
God willing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Glad Allah to be here.
And some great advice. Seeking knowledge is incumbent on every Muslim, male or female. And I'm going to tell you a little secret. It's not a secret, but maybe if you forgot, if you want to be rich with the Creator of the heavens and earth, gain this knowledge and then share it. Share it with others. Share this knowledge, this basic knowledge on what's the purpose of life. You can share this. It's very simple. Share the knowledge of who the Creator is, that He's one and alone worthy of worship. All these basic things that the human beings, they're empty in the soul. Many of them, they're confused, in darkness. And when having the true knowledge, you're in the light. Like a person in a dark room, you turned on the light, now you can see. Share this light with humanity. We have the DVDs for Dawah that you can pick up, make copies of them, give them to the non-Muslims, the people now that are your neighbors, your colleagues, and make sure to visit us here every week on The Dean Show. Until next time, peace be unto you.